And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. New Hampshire just became the first New England state to protect children from transgender mutilation, with the governor signing two landmark bills last week. HB 377 bans puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for minors, while HB 712 restricts breast surgeries to actual medical necessities, not the whims of gender ideology. Speaking of protecting children, parents in England are pulling their kids from a primary school after realizing their new teacher is a male who claims to be non-binary and demand children call him MX while wearing nail polish. 8 or 9 families are already homeschooling rather than subjecting their kids to the confusion, with one father asking the very obvious question, "If you don't know what gender you are, what else are you going to be teaching our children?" The Trump administration continues to dismantle the Biden-Harris assault on life, revoking the rule that turned Veterans Affairs facilities into abortion centers. Since 1999, the VA had properly focused on serving veterans, not killing babies, until Biden exploited the Dobbs decision to create a federal abortion entitlement where none existed. Federal court delivered another pro-life victory last week, permanently blocking Colorado from forcing Catholic pregnancy centers to stop offering abortion pill reversal. The state literally tried to force women to complete abortions they wanted to stop. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, police are being trained to view Moms for Liberty, the parent group fighting woke classroom indoctrination, as a hate group alongside neo-Nazis. Yeah, that's right. The training materials cite the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center, claiming these dangerous moms commit the crime of wanting schools to actually teach instead of indoctrinate. And the cultural rot, well, it runs deep in Minnesota, where a Somali immigrant who raped a 12-year-old girl received the lightest possible sentence after his mosque called him a, quote, devoted family man struggling with a new culture. This guy abducted the child from her backyard and assaulted her, then had the audacity to text her afterward. He's going to serve just 8 years. Since 2006, he's been in America. Plenty of time to learn that raping children isn't acceptable in any culture worth preserving. On the economic front, only 12% of Americans turning 30 are both married and homeowners, down from half the population in 1950. The American dream hasn't just gotten harder, it's becoming extinct for younger generations drowning in debt while watching housing prices soar beyond reach. And finally, some good news. RFK Jr. and the Agriculture Secretary are removing junk food from SNAP benefits state by state. As RFK put it, the U.S. taxpayer shouldn't be paying to feed kids the foods that are going to give them diabetes. Sounds reasonable to me. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.